Simmer's Morning Skate with Jim Nill, the general manager of the Dallas Stars. Hey, Jim.
Good to see you again, Rob.
Coming off a decent little deal there in Calgary.
Yeah, we played well. We've been very inconsistent really all season. Played a good period, you know, bad period, good period. Good games, bad games, but we've been all over the map. But we're starting to finally come around to who we our identity.
Yeah. What do we like about this hockey club?
Well, we've got a good mix of veterans and younger players. You know, a real good mix. You know, we got some good speed with the younger guys. You know, we got some good cagey veterans. You know, you start talking Joe Pavelskis and Radulovs and Suters and Sagan and Ben are getting up to that veteran status. So we got a we got some real good veterans, and they know how to play the game, play it the right way, and they make each other accountable, which is important.
How's the Suter-Klingberg combo coming along?
They've actually, the last three or four games have really started to mesh, starting to get a feel for each other. We started out the first game of the year, Klingberg got hurt, and he missed four games, so they really never got a chance to get playing with each other. So they're starting to settle in now, and they've been a good pair.
What are we not sure about so far of the Dallas Stars? Is there something you want to click on?
Yeah, well, I think when you sit back, you're trying to get better all the time. Our scoring's been very inconsistent. We're getting chances, but we've been, you look at our stats right now, Rupe Hintz has got one assist in nine games. Last year, he was a point-a-game player. Jason Robertson, run-up rookie of the year, has got one goal, one assist. So we know it's going to come, but you need that scoring. You know, that's how we're, everybody needs their top scorers to score to be successful, and that's where we got to get to.
You threw out Jamie Benn's name. I love the guy because we're both throwbacks, some call us dinosaurs, but I don't mind a captain who drops the mitts. I know it becomes less frequent as time goes on, but as the league has changed, we see less and less of that type of guy who just kind of does, not afraid to do everything.
Well, and Jamie's got such a great reputation. He doesn't have to worry about dropping the gloves. Because I think everybody knows.
But he will if he gets pissed off.
If he gets mad or somebody's going to challenge him, he's there. He can do it. Yeah. And he's as tough as anybody in the league. But he's our leader, and he's done a great job here for us. He's really become a complete player. You know, for a while there, he was our leading scorer and stuff. Points have come down a little bit, but he's learned that the bottom line for him is to win. It's not about personal stats, and that's how he is as a teammate. And he's a big part of our team.
Last thing, Vancouver Canucks. What do we think?
Well, they got a lot of skill, real good young skill. We know that. Got a good young goaltender. You start talking to the Hugheses and Petersons and these guys, Bossers and Horvats. They got some good players. And I remember being in the bubble with them. They played well there, and they're a little bit like us right now, trying to find their way and find their identity. And you got to keep at it, and they're going to get there.
Jim Nill, I'm telling you, if you weren't a GM, you could be a professional analyst. You're always good.
No, thank you very much. But it's always great to be back here in Vancouver. I got a soft spot for it. It's a great city and great people, so great to be back here.
Jim Nill, Simmer's Morning Skate. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.